Good afternoon, everybody. I'm really delighted to have the opportunity to be here and talk a little bit about our pilot program. This is a community-based policy change for Latino families with preschoolers. How can we promote physical activities during that preschool period? And I'd like to thank my team at Vanderbilt, who you see here. I have nothing to disclose. So in the next 15 to 20 minutes, I'd like to summarize where we are in our preliminary pilot phase. And we're going to be talking about how we evaluate the impact of a community-engaged research trial that introduced Latino families with preschooler to their built environment. That's specifically parks and recreation. These are community recreation centers that are freely accessible to everybody who lives in the community. We wanted to evaluate the impact on Latino family use of the recreation center for routine physical activity, and also metro parks and recreation programs and policies for Latino families with young children. So first, I'll be talking about the Latino family use of their community recreation center for routine physical activity. The conceptual framework that guided us recognized that the built environment either promotes or hinders routine physical activity. That introduction to routine use of a geographically and economically accessible community recreation center to Latino families could potentially increase use for routine physical activity, and we suspected that there were specific cultural factors that make use of one's built environment either more or less likely. So the first element of this conceptual model looks at this notion of characteristics of the built environment. The literature really guided us. When you look at the Bedemo-Rung model, which is one that's been utilized often, you can see that it examines built environment features that include programs, the condition of the facility itself, access, the aesthetics, safety, and policies. And when we did our literature search, we were really guided on these two domains of access and safety. The second element of our conceptual model was this notion of exposure to one's built environment. And we presumed that it wasn't merely enough to have excellent resources in your community. You had to understand how to utilize them and that they were meant for you to utilize. So we conducted a year prior to our funding and the initiation of our Salud America pilot program, a randomized controlled trial called Salud con la Familia. This was funded by the state of Tennessee as well as Vanderbilt's CTSA, and it included 92 Latino parent-child preschool dyads that were randomized either to an intervention, which included 12 weekly 90-minute sessions on skills building for family nutrition and activity, or a control condition that was 3 monthly sessions, 60-minute sessions, to really promote school readiness. Both the intervention and control group encouraged you to walk through the threshold of your community center. And the third element of our domain for our conceptual model recognized that Latino culture might affect use of one's community recreation center. To this end, we developed a 9-question scale and we tested the reliability of this instrument. There were 4 domains. The first is how you perceive and value your own health as a parent. The second was the perception of how you valued your child's health. The third was the belief in the utility of a community recreation center, that it would be valued and important to you and your family. And the fourth was trying to understand perception of Latino culture recognized by the community recreation center. We found that the reliability of this instrument was consistent with that of the overall Ainsworth Environmental Measures of Physical Activity Supports. That is the specific survey that has already been shown to be both valid and reliable in examining the Bedemo-Rung model. All right, that was our conceptual model. Who participated? 66 families who were exposed to their built environment of their community recreation center in the Salud con la Familia program 1 year prior participated in this Salud America pilot, and they were compared to 66 control families matched by zip code region. 70% were married with an average of 5 people in the home and access to 2 vehicles. They had a mean acculturation score of 1.4, which is consistent with a lower acculturation. And what did we notice in terms of this Latino value scale as we compared the intervention to the control group? Well, we noticed that they were the same in their perception of their own health and the value of their own health as well as the value of their child's health. But where they differed were the second two domains, the belief in the utility of a recreation center. So those in the intervention group, those who had ever walked through the doors of their parks and rec facility, were much more likely to report that their recreation center allows me to be physically active and it allows my child to be physically active versus the control group, which was considerably lower. And likewise, we noticed in terms of perception of Latino cultures, those that walked through the door felt like it was fairly easy to find information they needed, and we dive deeper as to what that actually means beyond language and translation, that the center welcomed their culture, and that people who worked in the recreation center were very friendly. We found that to be especially important thematically with our families, that being welcoming of culture means that you greet somebody as if they were family coming through the door. Now, this was mirrored in the use of the recreation center by Latino families. So first, we wanted to know if you as a parent utilize this recreation center. And if you were in the intervention group versus the control group, you will notice an inverse of response, where two-thirds of the intervention group reported, let me see if I can show that to you. So two-thirds reported that they were, a year later, utilizing their recreation center more than monthly, whereas two-thirds of the control group reported that they were not utilizing their recreation center more than monthly. How about using your recreation center with your child? And as you heard Dr. Ramirez say, it was quite important to us to look at a family-based, community-centered approach. So we wanted to know if you came in with your family and utilized this built environment with your family. And what we notice here that's quite important is that if you're in the intervention group, 1 in 4 reported that they were coming with their child a year later after they had been exposed through this other program with their child more than once a week. And importantly, only 10% reported never use of their community center. Whereas in the control group, those who still lived in the same zip code region but hadn't walked through the doors, fewer than 15% reported greater than weekly use with their child, and quite stunningly to me, 70% had never walked through the door. So we're exploring this in logistic regression models. Here's quite a parsimonious model. We're just starting here. And what we noticed, if you participated in the intervention versus the control group, you were 3 times more likely a year later, so with sustained use, to report routine use of your community recreation center. This was not impacted by your access by number of vehicles. I mentioned the concept of safety as being quite important in your built environment. We found that capturing what safety actually meant was quite complicated. From my perspective, it meant, did you feel safe? Was there high crime in your community? Was there good lighting? But from the perception of our participants, safety was how I felt my child would be in the recreation center itself. So we're diving deeper, and I hope we'll have more information for you soon. The second element that we wanted to examine was, how did we impact policy? So this is looking at Metro Parks and Recreation programs and policies for Latino families with young children. And I see I only have a few minutes left, so what I would like to do is take you right to the heart of the matter. We recognize that there are very few policy tools that exist to try to measure this. And so we went to the National Cancer Institute to look at how they measured policies related to tobacco cessation. And we developed our own instrument with the input of experts across the country. The scale ranged from 0 to 16, with higher scores indicating good presence, access, and use of the community recreation center for families with young children, and specifically Latino families with young children. And we found for all families the mean was 9.4 with a standard deviation of 5, and it was a bit lower for Latino families with a mean of 6.55, there was the same standard deviation of 5. This suggests a trend of decreased access and use of facilities by Latino families. We conclude from this point, and we are just at the end of year 1 and launching into year 2 with the pilot of Salud America, is that a systematic introduction to the community center built environment increased reported use of the center for physical activity for Latino families with young children that was sustained 1 year later. And importantly, in follow-up focus groups with the community center leaders and the rec leaders, they mentioned that in our pilot site, which was called the Coleman Community Center, that there was a macro-level shift, whereas before we started this program, fewer than 10% of the people that walked through the door were Latino. Now, more like 60% are. We also recognize that parks and recreation programs and policies for families with young children can be increased, and we plan to use the information we have as a benchmark as we move forward. And I end with this quote from T.S. Eliot. We do this kind of work that is family-based and community-centered, starting young, recognizing that in my beginning is my end. And I end with my thanks and gratitude to my team and to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Thank you.